You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. You were built for this. Less than 48 hours away from our first game of the season, I was sitting at the dinner table with my pregnant wife, our two children, and two American players who are here in Ireland on professional contracts. And then I got the news that the game was canceled. It's been nearly 3 months since I took this job to coach women's semi-pro basketball here in Ireland. In that time, I've been working day in and day out to cultivate and create the team culture, including player one-on-ones, team meetings, and filming and recording myself every practice to improve my instruction, techniques, and interventions. On top of that, I've been out of coaching for almost 5 years, so it's also been 3 months of trying to get myself up to speed on the technical and tactical aspects of basketball. In the last week, I've had incredibly fruitful and honest conversations with players on roles and shot selection. Our team fought through resistance to our offensive philosophy, and things were starting to click as a group. Sideline players were becoming more comfortable expressing their thoughts and ideas. The team was welcoming and encouraging more accountability from me as a coach and their teammates. Our on-the-court offensive team identity was taking shape, and it was fun to watch. Our cultural identity was starting to take shape, and it was starting to feel really good. On top of all that, our two professional players, Kiana and Katrina, started to become part of our family. In Ireland, we haven't just been separated from our family back home in America, but we, like many people all over the world, have been separated from our friends here as well. We miss our family, we miss our friends, we miss human interaction with others, and these two women could not have come into our lives at a better time. We have dance parties in the kitchen, we build trains in the living room, we tell bedtime stories and pray together, we play card games and board games in the evening with homemade popcorn. It's been special. Now, with our first game canceled and no timeline for when we can start games back again, everything is uncertain. All our hard work feels like it has just been poured down the drain. Will we ever get it back? The global pandemic has robbed people of so much. It has taken away our seasons, family celebrations, and weddings. It has taken our jobs, businesses, and money. It has taken our loved ones. Personally, I think it's hard to lose something important to us, but to linger in the fear of losing something is perhaps even more torturous. The fear of the unknown triggers our stress response system in intense ways, and this is a new kind of stress for most of us. Just think about it. Losing a game is hard. Enduring a season-ending injury is hard. Losing a job is harder. Losing a loved one is even harder. These are stressful things and very challenging for us at times. We have all been through similar struggles. However, they are temporary. But our stress now is very different. We are living with the fear of the unknown, and we have no control over it or timeline of when it will end. A player on our team could test positive. We could be shut down for a few weeks. Our season could be canceled at any moment. Our staff could be furloughed for an entire season. Redundancies can happen. A vulnerable family member could get sick and die. Our lives are not normal, and we don't know when normalcy will return. There is no timeline. There is so much outside of our control. This is really hard. So as we sat at that dinner table, I was very uncertain how to respond. What should I text my team? What should I say to these young women who have sacrificed so much to be a part of this team? I was at a loss for words. I was angry and frustrated. I felt powerless and didn't have any answers. As I was getting ready for bed and about to put my phone away, a text came in from a coaching friend whom I have had the privilege of supporting. She reminded me of something that I had said to her many times throughout the last few months. You were built for this. That's it. The books we read, the podcasts we listen to, the moments we spend journaling, praying, and working on ourselves, all of our work to educate and improve ourselves is needed now more than ever. So many of us are down 20 points going into the fourth quarter right now. It just doesn't feel like a win is possible. And you know what? It might not be. We can do everything within our control, and we still might lose. Our team might still get COVID and be shut down for 2 weeks. Our season might be canceled. We may get fired. We may lose a loved one. A win might not be possible. And so we need to ask ourselves, how do we want to lose? What type of leader do we want to be? for our team in this moment? Will we take to social media to complain? Will we spend our time filing lawsuits against governing bodies who are trying to make decisions for the common good? Will we disregard the rules? Will we throw in the towel? Or will we continue to do the best we can with what we have each day? Will we continue to serve the people who need us now more than ever? Will we continue to invest in ourselves? You were built for this moment. They need you. The world needs you. You can do this. Coaches, thanks for listening to this podcast. Obviously, this is more recent news that I've decided to write about and share with you. And without a doubt, this is a great time of uncertainty for all of us. But I would just encourage you to know you're not alone in this and to not hesitate to reach out. Shoot me an email of what's been hard for you during this time, or if you just need a few ideas on maybe things to do with your team during this pandemic, this lockdown, just don't hesitate to reach out. That is why I started TOC so many years ago, because I wanted to help coaches who are on this journey to become more transformational. I wanted to help them by providing a sounding board for them and support for them. So you're not alone in this. We're here for you. Don't hesitate to reach out. I answer all my own emails, and I look forward to hearing from you.